Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the UK TV and technology podcast. In May 2012, we were invited to take a look behind the scenes at the British Gas HQ. We caught up with their Smart Homes team to find out what British Gas is doing to help us all be more energy efficient. We found a quiet corner of one of their many offices to discuss two of their innovative products, a DIY home security system and a smart heating system.
Hello, my name's Elvin Nagamutu. We are currently in Lakeside House on the Causeway in Staines, and you're in the Connected Homes department.
And there are a couple of products that Elvin has been talking us through. The first one relates to home heating and the ways of keeping fuel bills down. And you have three little white boxes. If I could just get you to give me a quick summary of what the system is that we're talking about, and then perhaps I can get you to just explain what these boxes do.
Remote heating control is the product that you're referring to, the three white boxes. The first one is a hub, which connects to your broadband router.
And looking at this hub, it's not, as I would imagine, a big BT home hub kind of box. This is
the size of a beer mat.
That will work. Yes, it holds in the hand quite nicely. Ethernet port on the back and obviously a main socket. So that drives the system, is that correct?
That's correct. That's, if you'd like to think of it, the brains behind the system.
Okay, so you plug this into your router and presumably something talks to it and does something clever.
Yes, pretty much in a nutshell, exactly what you said. So there is a web-based interface that allows you to control your heating remotely, either through the internet, through an app, so iOS or Android, and also text messaging as well. So if people don't have any smartphones, it still works for regular texting as well.
When I'm in my house, I've got a thermostat on the wall, so I can just walk up and turn the thermostat down. Why would I need the internet to help me do that?
I guess the key thing is that people want flexibility, and it's all about putting the control in that person's hand, and that's what we strive to do at British Gas.
So we have the hub, it plugs into your internet connection, and then presumably you have this thermostat on the wall. I'm assuming that replaces your existing thermostat?
That's completely correct. This will sit on the wall, it measures the temperature in that space, controlled in exactly the same way as you would a normal thermostat. It's actually a wireless programmable smart link thermostat. That communicates to the hub and also communicates to the other device that you mentioned, which is a receiver.
So this is all done wireless, so you don't have to run cables around your house for this. And I'm assuming the wireless receiver, if I've got this right, this is the bit that goes to the boiler that controls the temperature that your boiler's running and the timing of the boiler. Is that right?
Yes, kind of thereabouts. It is the wireless receiver is actually the only piece that's wired in, and it's wired either directly to a combination boiler or to the motorised valves that traditionally sit potentially in an airing cupboard.
Okay, now, does this mean I need to get a new boiler?
No, you're more than welcome to get a new boiler if you require it, and it can be fitted at the same time. Alternatively, there will be the option to have it retrofitted, so it will work with a full range of boilers. The wireless receiver is just a relay that switches the boiler back and on, so it's just an on-off signal, that's all it is.
Okay, so this is all coming together. So you can get this kit, presumably it has to be professionally installed and set up for safety reasons, but this would then mean that you can wirelessly control your heating for the home outside of the house. So over the internet, from your smartphone, if it's a cold old day, you can presumably get the heating to be on as and when you're ready, that kind of thing. Are there any other advantages of a wireless system that you can access from outside the house?
So the thermostat itself comes with built-in frost protection. So if the temperature in the property reaches 5 degrees, it will fire the boiler and maintain 7 degrees, essentially preventing your pipes from freezing. In addition to that, I guess it gives people the ability to potentially save money. A lot of people don't change their thermostat settings or times. And what we tend to do is go out and actually not turn it off. Just as a rough guide, if you left your heating on in the average house, you probably spend about £5 in a day unnecessarily heating your property. What remote heating control allows you to do is to actually gives you the control to turn that off. And similarly, as your analogy, gives you the comfort factor if you know you're coming home early, for example, to actually turn it on.
Okay, so two people living at home, both with iPhones, can have a wireless battle for the heating control.
Yeah,
good plan.
It's a new battleground for the domestic home, indeed.
Okay, now you're showing me your laptop screen here, and we're logged on. Presumably, this is the interface where we can take control and see the heating patterns. Now, you've got this lovely little 24-hour clock display here.
Yes, that's the simple heating schedule. I agree it could maybe look daunting when you first look at it. However, it's quite simple. It's colour coordinated and broken up into four segments of a 24-hour clock. each segment allows you to slide the times and adjust it to exactly where you want them, and also set the temperature for that time zone.
Okay, so no fiddling about with those silly little switches you've got on your boiler. That's very clever. Okay, very impressive system. And what sort of entry-level price would we be talking about to replace an existing system and get online with this?
So the maximum selling price will be $229.
Okay, and that gets you the wireless controller, the hub, and the thermostat.
And a professional install as well, that's correct.
And what about the ongoing subscription costs?
There are no subscription costs for this product, and the app is also free in both Google Play and also the App Store.
Oh, I'm impressed. I like things that are subscription-free. That's brilliant. Superb. Thank you very much. Okay, if we can now move on to your other range of products that we have here. This is a bit of a gear change, and we're looking at a completely different set of white boxes. Give me a summary of what the system is that we're looking at now.
Okay, so you're looking at Safe and Secure. It consists of a hub, has GPRS backup, and also has battery backup as well.
Okay, so if your mains goes or your internet connection goes, this is still going to be able to keep an eye on your house.
Exactly that's correct.
If I've got this right, we have two little boxes here that are smaller than your beer mat from earlier, which are presumably PIR sensors, so they're your motion detectors.
Yes, exactly right. They work in the same way as a standard traditional motion sensor does.
Okay, and we've also got a door device here. I'm assuming one half of that sticks to the wall next to your door, the other bit on the door, and when the door's opened, the connection's broken, and the hub is aware that somebody's opened your door.
Yes, that's correct. Again, works with using a magnet to detect the fact that the door has been opened, and the product will then alert you.
And we've got a made socket. This is a standard socket. Now, a couple of uses for this. One, you could plug it into a lamp, so you could turn on your lamp automatically to make it look like the house is open. Or presumably, if a burglar breaks in, you can get the kettle on for them.
Yeah, exactly that. It gives you the ability to track the energy of any device that's plugged into it. So it can be quite an eye-opener in the home. So if you're making lots of cups of tea for burglars, you can definitely see how that's affecting your wallet.
Excellent. And some other gadgets here we've got as well. We've got a natural gas detector, a bit of a heavy beast here. We've got a carbon monoxide alarm. And is that a standard smoke alarm?
That's correct, yes. Smoke detector. Again, the main key difference is the fact that, I suppose, that if you're not in the actual property, smoke alarm's great when you're there. But if you're not, you don't know about it. This product allows you, gives you that ability to know and actually maybe do something about that to mitigate some of the damage.
And this one here, this is an unusual one. I don't recognise this one.
That's a water leak detector. So you can position that in a place where there may be a potential of flooding. So a leak internally in the property. Again, it just alerts you to the fact that there is a leak, and again, gives you a chance to mitigate some of that damage.
So there's two little portable devices here. Another one looks like a PIR, but it's got a push button on. What am I looking at here?
So that is either a doorbell, if you so desire, or actually a panic alarm. So if you press the button, whether the system's armed or not, it will actually notify someone via text message or email.
Okay, so a nice handy panic button. And the other thing we've got here is a fairly chunky keyring. Now, I've looked at home alarm systems before. Some of them have used the RFID technology, where you have to place a tag in front of a sensor. I'm assuming this is a bit bigger. It's obviously battery powered, and presumably you don't need to touch this against something. This is a wireless key fob, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It works off Zigbee, has a battery inside, and what that allows you to do is arm and disarm the system. It also gives you some presence functionality as well, so on your dashboard you'll have a widget that will show you how many people are at home at that moment in time.
And looking at the basic entry-level system, can you just explain to me what the basic package would give you, and what sort of price you'd be looking at for that?
For Safe and Secure, you'll have a hub, you'll have two motion sensors, door and window contact. We don't have a keypad, as it were, traditionally. If you think about normal security systems, it has key fobs. Two of those come as standard in the actual pack. You also get a decoy bell box as well, so which would go on the external of the property.
Okay, and what sort of price would we be looking at for the entry-level kit?
So it's £199, and that would be for a self-installation. So it's easy enough to actually set this stuff up yourself. As you said, there's no wires. It uses taser strips, so stickies, to go onto the wall.
Superb. And let's say something does go wrong. Someone breaks into your house. What happens? How do you know about it?
So the system is configurable, so you can set who the people are that you want to notify. They will either receive a text message or email, depending on what the preference is that you set.
And when it does alert you, does it actually tell you what's going on? Will it say door one open or movement in lounge or whatever?
Exactly that. It will notify you to let you know which sensor has been triggered. As also talking about sensors, there are pet-friendly versions of the sensor as well. They have a tolerance up to 18 kilograms, and they work on a mass basis.
Okay, and I'm assuming there must be some way of tying these two systems together. So if you've got a burglar in the house, you could ramp the heating up to try and cook them out. Or presumably, if there's a fire, you can turn your heating down and save your energy costs.
At the moment, the two propositions are standalone. However, the roadmap for the second half, last quarter of this year, will be that the two products will be available together on the same platform.
Thanks very much to Elvin from the British Gas Smart Homes team there. You can find photos and some more interviews from our day at British Gas HQ at www.frequencycast.co.uk/britishgas.html. We hope you found this feature of interest. If you're new to Frequency Cast, we'd love you to sign up and be one of our regulars. Here's a quick summary of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.